That's me. Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Alex Olszewski from Cottage Grove, Minnesota writes, Dear Dr. Science, what do you consider to be the best insecticide for eliminating software bugs?
I use DDT. I don't know if you can buy it anymore, but we scientists still have drums of it left over from what I like to call the Our Friend the Atom days. Not that DDT had anything to do with atomic physics. No, it's simple chemistry, like hydrazine, the chemical handyman that does such a wide variety of chores. But getting back to software bugs, if you're afraid of getting dust in the hardware and you don't want poison gas corroding your new hard disk, try using one of those high-pitched ultrasonic screamers. To the human ear, they sound like nothing more than an annoying whine, but to a bug, they're an instant nervous breakdown. Leave it on overnight and the next morning shake your computer over the wastebasket. Chances are you'll fill it full of software bugs, which you can keep dormant in the freezer until you send them to your enemies, sprinkled generously on a floppy disk.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
More than you do.
That's right.
R. Bowen from Royal Oak, Michigan writes, Dear Dr. Science, what goes through the minds of the smart bombs the last few seconds before they obliterate themselves? Do they resent us?
Of course they do. In fact, smart bombs are mainly composed of solidified resentment, a hard brown substance which the Germans called Schmerz, the French call ennui, and the Irish call life. Indeed, most smart bombs are manufactured in Ireland, where the resentment against the British that's built up over the centuries is finally put to good use. The smartest of smart bombs are the poets, who skillfully spin out beautiful verse during their free fall towards self-destruction. When they do explode, they do so as privately as possible to minimize damage to anyone but themselves. After purchasing them from the Irish, we modify them by removing their artistic sensibility, turning them into dumber, less sensitive performers. In short, into Americans.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Then you do.
That's right.
Rick Albert from Fort Collins, Colorado writes, Dear Dr. Science, within a few weeks, I hope to have received my doctorate in American Studies, culminating 10 years of higher education at a relatively prestigious state university. As the fateful day approaches, I find myself overwhelmed with a sense of impending doom. I can't help but wonder if I've wasted not only the last 10 years, but my life. Do you have any advice for me at this time?
I do, but you might not want to hear it. Cut your losses. Admit you've made some mistakes in the past and get on with your life. Your local community college or trade school probably offers a program in auto repair or restaurant management. They can help place their graduates in the job market. Cosmetology and TV repair are based on real-life needs of society. Face it, you've been had.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.